We came along on Friday night to see The Elephant Man, and I must say, in all honesty, I was extremely impressed. I don't know whether I did the right or wrong thing by seeing the film first in London. Mind you, I didn't have much option because you've only done the play here.
Yeah.
Could I get your views on the film and how you felt John Hurt's performance
was? Fortunately, I can't give them to you because I've not seen it.
Really?
And I probably won't see it until I finish my run at the moment on Broadway. I like John Hurt very much indeed. I think I would probably not want to see it, mainly because I wouldn't want to be influenced by anything that he's doing.
So you're saying that that's a deliberate tactic?
And I also like David Lynch's films very much indeed. I like his sort of expressionist thing.
Yes.
Cult film.
It is a great cult film in London, it is indeed.
Yeah.
How many people have actually played the part on stage here in America? Where do you line up on the list?
I think I'm third.
You're third?
On Broadway, yeah. In the rest of the country, they've had tours out sort of everywhere, so I think altogether there must have been 10 of them up and down the country.
Who was the instigator of you taking the part?
As far as who took responsibility for putting me in? Jack Hofsis, the director.
Yeah. How did it link up? I mean, how did it come about?
Well, he asked me after... I was recording in... I'd seen the play in New York, the tail end of last year. And I thought it was a very good play at the time, and then I came back to New York to record the Scary Monsters album.
That's right.
And Hofsis came to see me then and asked me if I'd be interested in taking over the role as Anglin was leaving. I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. I'd never done anything like that before. I'd certainly like that.
Did you see it as
challenge
a... challenge? Yes, a challenge indeed, a very demanding part. I was interested at the beginning of your performance where you were stood on stage with the nappy on, if we can call it that. It seems to have been called that by most people in the press.
Well, let's call it loincloth then.
Loincloth. Let's not do
as others do.
Let's call it a loincloth. And that sequence where Treves is giving an oration and you suddenly go into that stance, which made me feel terribly sympathetic because that must have been dreadfully painful and probably still is.
I suppose I ought to say that I do lots of exercises and stuff, but I don't, because it came very naturally to me. I presume that it was something to do with the mime training that I had earlier.
Which ends up
helping sort of work those things on a physical level, but I've not had any trouble with my back or anything.
Hmm.
Really. My hands got very stiff.
I was watching the veins standing out on your hands during the performance.
I've had trouble with that.
It looked like intense pain.
Yeah.
So you're going to do this for how long?
I shall stop on January the 4th. I think after that, if I continue doing it after that, it would seem a bit like factory work.
Hmm.
I really just wanted to see what it was like doing a play anywhere, whether it be Broadway or whatever. I mean, there's nothing else on Broadway I would do. Because it's sort of there are a lot of tacky musicals and whatever that I don't really think I'd be very happy about doing. But this thing started off in Denver and Chicago for me, so we didn't know if I was going to get to New York.
But
for me, it was the idea of doing a straight play which had the greater appeal.
What sort of reaction did you get from the actors? I mean, inevitably, I suppose there must be one or two cynics around.
No, they were great. Everybody.
They've been really good.
Every one of them, yeah.